Welcome to Rough Sundays with Eric S. Queen.
You know, I rarely go back and listen to my own shows. I'll lose sleep over the self-criticism. But a month or so ago, I got to be part of one of the most special shows I've ever produced, bringing in Christopher Garciul, famed bartender at the best bar in New Orleans, and actually the entire U.S. for that matter, a place called Chart Room down there in the French Quarter, to play songs from the jukebox there in the bar and kind of tell stories about New Orleans. And special, that's the word I keep going back to. It was just a special, special time, a special show. So I thought with Jazz Fest coming up this weekend in New Orleans, we'd bring him back. But while we get set up to call him, I'll start off the show with the little Kermit Ruffins you remember from the last show we played in New Orleans. He's playing a tribute to Louis Armstrong, something he'll be doing at this year's Jazz Fest, if you're going to catch that. And while Louis didn't write this song originally, actually nobody's really sure who did. This was 1920, quite a few drinks being passed around. But it's St. James Infirmary, and we will be right back and call Brother Christopher Garciul.
Thank you.
Is it wrong that I abuse my show just to selfishly talk to you?
Oh, please, man. Please. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, bro? Can I say where you're at? It's not been that long since I lived in New Orleans.
Always that, man. That is how I greet all my people, all my good friends, man.
And the retort is, yeah, you're right. I'm trying to remember.
No, the retort could just be, hey, where you at? You know, there's really not an answer to where you at. It's a statement more than a question.
The one that always confused me, which is the one I love the most, but I can never pull it off because I'm a white guy from Oklahoma, was how's your mom and them? Is that what it is? How's your mom and them? How is your mom?
Yeah, how's your mom and them? That's how's your family doing?
It's good to hear your voice, man. Every time I hear your voice, I am transported back to that wonderful city, as so many people are after the last show, which I cannot speak enough about.
It was special for me too, man. I go back and listen to it sometimes. That was something.
We could basically just make this a weekly show, but this week we're talking about Jazz Fest.
Yes, sir. Jazz Fest is on.
And actually, let me take a step back. Now, this is something I didn't realize until a couple of days ago. This is New Orleans' 300th birthday, which is just huge. And I think that kind of, to say that it's the 300th birthday really kind of tells you a little bit about the city, and that, you know, if you properly go to New Orleans, and I'm not talking about going on Bourbon Street the entire time, but if you properly do New Orleans, I think you kind of realize that it is this, it's Spanish, it's French, it's the northernmost Caribbean state, it's Southern, it's voodoo, it's soul, it's jazz. And to take a step back and say this is New Orleans' 300th birthday, which outdates, you know, predates, I should say, the U.S. I mean, we're talking about a place that right up the street from you, at Chart Room, there's Napoleon House, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that was built for, they were awaiting Napoleon to come there before he got caught, and I guess what, imprisoned in Corsica, something like that.
I don't know that story. I like it. I don't know. That's a great one. If I'm gonna have to look into it and start repeating this at work. And I don't know this one.
There are some days as an alcoholic producer where I wish Wikipedia weren't around, because I would just go with that and say it's truth. I'm sure.
You're right about that, man.
You yourself, I mean, I'm done talking. You know New Orleans. You know Jazz Fest. You, how many times have you been? When was the first time you went?
Oh man, first time I was maybe like 1990 or something like that, and I've been not quite every year since then, but most years. But it's nowadays, it's changed over the years for me. You know, I spend a bunch of time in the children's tent nowadays. Unfortunately, we do a little finger painting, yeah. A little puppet show. You know.
Well, let's. I've got your playlist here that you sent me earlier. And you've got a little Tad Benoit, which, admitted, I really, really, really like Tad Benoit. I really know nothing about him.
Well, I don't know a ton about him. I do know that he's been playing around here for a long time. He's been one of the steady people that is always around. I would imagine that he's probably played, I don't know, 25 Jazz Fests, 30-something Jazz Fests. Well, and I know this album, the last album that he did, I'm not sure if it was the last one, but the one that this song is off of, called Medicine, I believe Anders Osborne produced, which has a bit of a different sound than some of other Tab stuff, and I really, really liked it.
I move your picture from my wall, and I replace them, baby, both large and small. And each new day finds me so blue, because nothing takes the place of you. I read your letter. Oh, baby, one by one. And I still love you. You know I do. When it's all said and done. And oh, my darling. Oh, I'm so blue. because nothing, no nothing, takes the place of you.
You're listening to Rough Sundays with Eric S. Queen.
I want to dedicate a song to a very great man that has given America one of the great arts of the world, jazz. Great contribution, not only America, but the world. And I want to sing this song because he happened to be from my hometown. A man with a warm smile, a man that everybody loves. And if you don't love him, I don't think you really know how to love. And I want to dedicate this song to him. Just a closer walk with thee, to Louis Armstrong.
I'm dating long.
keep me from her wrong. And I will be satisfied so long. And I can walk, just let me walk, Lordy, cause with thee. Every day I pray, a close I walk with thee. Oh, Lord, grant it, grant it to you. Lord, if you please, oh, yeah.
Mahalia Jackson, you need to, and I need to say that I cut that song off about halfway in. You need to watch this video online, and it's on YouTube to properly understand it. I mean, not the power, because you can hear the power of Mahalia Jackson, like only Mahalia Jackson can kind of produce, but just watching her in that wig and walking in and out of the audience, you know, it might as well be, I shouldn't call them an audience. They should be like a congregation.
Particular recording was done 2 months after the first Jazz Fest.
Was it really?
Which she was kind of known from stuff that I read. Obviously, I wasn't there. I think I was actually born maybe a couple months after that, but I wasn't there. And there wasn't many more than, I think it was said 350 people were at the first Jazz Fest.
Oh.
But Mahalia Jackson played that, and there was a moment that is talked about from Jazz Fest historians of after she played, and the Eureka Brass Band was going through the grounds, which was Congo Square, which I don't even think was called Congo Square at the time. I think it was Beauregard Square. And as the story goes, the Eureka Brass Band was second lining through the grounds of Congo Square, and the founder of Jazz Fest, George Wein, happened to be right by Mahalia Jackson and Duke Ellington, and who then joined in on on the second line, and George Wein handed Mahalia the microphone, and she proceeded to be the singer for this second line. And apparently everyone, it just became this magical moment. It was Duke Ellington, Mahalia Jackson, Eureka Brass Band. And the historians say that that right there kind of set the tone for this impromptu, just little magical moment. And I would imagine, like, so George Wein, he founded the Jazz Fest, but he was also the founder of the Newport Jazz Festival and the Newport Folk Festival. And before this, I don't think that in, at jazz festivals that there were everybody jump up and start following a band around kind of a thing going, you know what I mean? So nowadays, yeah, that might sound normal. We'd see a second line of a brass band going through the crowd or something like that. But then it was, especially to an outsider, I mean, it wasn't unusual here, but to an outsider, it had to seem, just some magic. Just exploding, something just instantaneous, combustible,
Well, I mean, speaking of impromptu magic, you know, I cut that Mahalia Jackson song off about halfway in because, you know, and I'm just going to play it because the second half of the song is after she leaves the stage, Louis Armstrong gets on, he starts talking about her, and he pulls her back on stage, and they just throw down some magic that only having New Orleans in your blood could kind of produce. And then the brass band comes on stage. So I tell you what, let me play the second half of that song that we just played for Mahalia and come back and talk a little bit more.
When the saints,
Mahalia, Louis Armstrong, live in 1970. I mean, you just, much like I talked about hearing your voice, and it takes us all to New Orleans, hearing Mahalia, hearing Louis, you know, it takes you back to 1970. And just, you know, just to be able to be in the setting with Mahalia, or be in like a tent or a gospel tent, you know, during, like, Mahalia sounded like she was starting a revival right then, you know.
So going to the idea of the gospel tent, this is my maybe my favorite story of all the jazz fests that I've been to. I was with some friends, and like I used to do then, we had eaten some mushrooms, and we were, the blues tent is right by the gospel, and it was getting kind of intense for me, and I decided to just wander away. So I went outside of the tent, and right next to it's the gospel tent, and I almost imagine it now as some type of like some sort of, like in a cartoon where you'd hear the music and the guy gets in the air and starts floating towards the tent. I was drawn towards this tent, and it was really intense, man, and I just got into it, and I was dancing and jumping around, and I was sweaty, and next thing you know, they were calling people up to the front of the stage to get saved, I guess. But for me, it wasn't about getting saved, but all I knew was what I was feeling and hearing. I wanted more.
Right.
So that ended. Maybe the song ended. Maybe the show ended. I'm not sure. But I went back to the blues tent and found my wife now, Joanne. And I was soaking wet, and my eyes were wide, and I was like, you gotta see this. You couldn't imagine what's going on. They're looking at me like, are you okay? What is the matter with you?
What I love about every time I have you on the show, there's always a story about you showing up late to your wife who was waiting. The first time you got caught in a second line. Second time you got saved in a gospel tent on psilocybin.
It really was. It really was. And I don't want to give the impression that I was, you know, that I'm making light of the religion, the religious part of it. You know what I mean? But I know, and it was true, and it was the real deal, that I just wanted to taste more of what was going on there. And if I could get closer, and they're calling me up, and I could get a little bit more, I want some more. Give me some more.
Well, let's take a little break. Next, you've got this. All I see in your list here is, you said you've got a Most Def and Lenny Kravitz and Preservation Hall band track. Is that right?
And Bone Shorty is a part of that track too. Yeah.
What is this about? I'm embarrassed to admit that I don't even know about this track.
They did. I think it was right after the BP spill. They did some type of fundraiser type of thing or whatever it is. They got together, and apparently it was an all night session, and they made a song called "It Ain't My Fault." And it's really, really cool how it came together. I mean, those are some heavyweights right there.
know she say, all the water don't mix. Petroleo don't go good for no fish. Oh, it ain't my fault. But PP, big pimpin', big problem, bad presence. Billionaire pirate, boiling point, first pressure.
Oh, it ain't my fault.
Say, man, who pushed the marsh back? Cause we're the hurricane shelter in the garden at. From the Gulf of Mexico to the boat level wall, something gone wrong and it's somebody off.
Oh, it ain't my fault.
Skip to say the city, go to the rock and hide they face. Say the rock right out, don't hide in place. City, go to the rock and hide they face. Say the rock right out, don't hide in place. City, go to the rock and hide they face. Say the rock right out, don't hide in place. Hold on, hold on,
it ain't my fault.
Good Lord, that was, I mean, what do the kids say these days? Fire? What is that?
Yeah, okay, that's fire. That's what they say.
I want to, you know, I always want to talk to people about this next band that we're going to play, but I never really know how to kind of explain them in that they are, I guess when you say jam band, you know, you think Widespread Panic or The Grateful Dead or String Cheese Incident, kind of weird. Can't really be quantified or described, but can we talk for a second about Galactic? Because if you go to New Orleans, you need to know who Galactic is.
I mean, yeah, Galactic is another staple of Jazz Fest and of late night jam around the city. Going playing till the sun rises.
Want to, even though this is a New Orleans show and it's a Jazz Fest show. We already played one of the queens, which is Mahalia, but I think it's only fair, since we're talking about Galactic, we have to play the other queen, which is Mavis Staples, who's from Chicago, I think, something like that. But she did this somewhat recent-ish song, I think, with Galactic called Does It Really Make a Difference, that I would like to play, if it's okay with you, and we'll come back, and I think we've got time for one more.
Please, please.
Thank you. Does it really make a difference if we don't see eye to eye? Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky? Oh, does it really make a difference at all? Are we gonna let the big things take over the small? Does it make a difference at all? Does it make a difference at all? Does it really make a difference whose tears are first to flow? Oh. Does it really make a difference who's holding on, who's letting go? Oh well. Does it really make a difference anymore? You know the hardest thing to go on alone. Doesn't make a difference at all. Doesn't make a difference at all. Make a difference if we don't see eye to eye. Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky? Well, does it really make a difference at all? Are we gonna let the big things take over? Small, doesn't make a difference at all. Oh, doesn't make a difference at all. No, tell me, doesn't make a difference at all. No, 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 doesn't make a difference at all. Does it make a difference at all? Does it make a difference at all? At all? At all?
Galactic from New Orleans with the inimitable Mavis Staples. Brother Chris from the Chart Room, who you know from a previous show. We are talking about New Orleans, of course. This show, we're talking about Jazz Fest. You know, the last show that we did, there was so much to get through trying to explain New Orleans music and the jazz and soul and voodoo and everything that kind of surrounds it. We did not talk about Zydeco. And I think there's no better... Can you, like, what is Zydeco, the people that don't know Zydeco?
I'm certainly no historian of Zydeco music, but I have seen my fair share. And really what it is it's a mix of Creole music, Cajun music, African American, influences stuff, you know, R&Bs, blues, jazz, and it's always a washboard and an accordion, and then could be all different kinds of instruments going on in there. And it's been, I think it kind of started for like dance halls or like house dances, you know what I mean?
Well, let me take it like one step back in that people, you know, you said Creole and you said Cajun. These are both words that come up when you visit New Orleans, rightfully so. But there is a massive difference between Creole and Cajun, which I think if we're going to talk about it, we need to explain. Now,
yeah.
Cajun came from Nova Scotia, Quebec area, and they came down. Is that correct? Now, Creole...
Yeah, that's right. The Acadians.
Arcadians.
The Acadians came and, I don't know if they kind of got ran down, they kind of got pushed down or, you know, run from where they were, and they ended up down here in the bayou, okay, really area, and they really made their way living off the land down there. They're known for being very resourceful.
And then Creole is of African by way of Caribbean descent. Is that right?
That's a part of it. The other part would be the French, Spanish influence, African American, you know, from slaves and Native Indian. Mm-hmm. Creole is kind of like the just the mismatch, you know, whole mix of all that stuff.
Okay.
And Cajun would really be the French Acadians.
Okay. So not to interrupt, but getting back to it. So when you talk about something having both the Cajun and Creole influence, I mean, you're talking about, you really are talking about a gumbo right there. I mean, you're talking about.
There's no doubt about it.
You're talking about the washboard too. I would say that more often than not, the washboard is almost worn like a shield, like a knight would, actually on the chest, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It hangs over. They actually, a lot of them have little connected with that. I would imagine that they make them just for the instrument, and it has little hooks that hang over your shoulders.
Right.
And then you can play with your with whatever it is that you're going to use to make the noise. And so I'm pretty sure that all Cajun music has the staples of it are the accordion and the washboard.
So am I correct in looking at your list here? You've got Rockin' Doopsie Jr.
Yes. Rockin' Doopsie is a staple of Zydeco music now. There's stories of him. The best way to put it would, I don't know if you know, stories of Milton Berle. There's stories of Rockin' Doopsie also, like Milton Berle. And I'm going to leave it at that.
I believe the antiquated word would be legion, I think we can say. Just legion.
Or so the story goes. I don't know anything about it. But I do know there's gaggles that follow him around. I know that.
Behind. say you wanna be special, my sweet little tutu. You can much as talk, you can much as walk now. You wanna have yourself a cave, my sweet little tutu.
Rough Sundays will return next week.